You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Thursday, and so commentator Brian Onunoyn joins us now. Today, he gives us a follow-up dose of French philosophy and political hierarchy.
And a very good morning to you all. Well, recently I spoke to you about one of my favorite Enlightenment figures, Jean-Jacques Rousseau, and how he was the father of progressive education. Today I'm going to talk about Rousseau again and how he influences contemporary American society. He does this through the publication of his classic book, The Social Contract. And in it, he outlines how we should establish a political community, a society of citizens. For in it, he argues that monarchs are not divinely empowered to legislate for people. This was a very radical idea in the 18th century. Rousseau argued that it was only the people who should legislate for the people. We would have government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Does that sound familiar? Now, Rousseau was a great advocate of direct or participative democracy, which is precisely the type of democracy that you have here in the United States. And it differs significantly from the European model, which is far more frequently characterized by representative democracy. Now, let me try and explain the difference. Direct democracy is characterized by frequently going to the electorate and having them decide on certain issues. For example, you elected a governor and you don't like the governor. So you have a governor recall. So you go back to the polls again to recall him. This would not happen at all in Western Europe. The local school board needs money. So there is a bond issue and people have to get out there and they have to vote on that. Again, this does not happen in Western democracies generally. You have local governance in terms of, for example, the sheriff. You have to get out there and vote for him. The judge, you get out there and you vote for him. And my favourite, the coroner, the county coroner. You get out there and you vote for the county coroner. You even vote on things like whether or not the county should be wet or dry. This is all very, very direct participative democracy, which is precisely the type of democracy that Rousseau was arguing for. In Western Europe, as I say, publicly elected officials are allowed to get on with the business of running the country or running the locale. The question is, of course, which one is better? Aha! Easier said than done to answer that one. It's a question, really, I suppose, of which system best suits the needs of a society. But your perception of the needs of a society are seen through your ideological lenses, and what you determine as to what a society needs will be influenced by your values, your attitudes, your judgments, and your experiences. Do you trust in elected officials? In other words, do you devolve responsibility to them? But sure, aren't they a bunch of liars, hypocrites, and gangsters? Or do you devolve responsibility to the great unwashed, the populace, the hoi polloi? Well, there's an awful lot of idiots out there, isn't there? So it's not easy to decide and to come down on one side or the other as to whether or not a society needs more participative democracy or more representative democracy. But let us be clear about one thing. Your democracy here in the United States is very much a Rousseau-like one. And those ideas go right back to the 18th century in France. Have a lovely day and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyn, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary School in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS, and a class called La Belle France at LSUS and Bossier Parish Community College. Brian takes groups on tour to Ireland and France in the summer. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.